Blog Talk Radio.
Ranger fans, no more time for love. We got none of it. I don't want to. It's time to rally the Rangers army. The fans are here. We're not like the French military, like Islander fans. This is what?
Now, Jim, did you get cut off? Because I cannot hear you. Hello, could you at least hear me in the chat room? Holy Manoli, can you hear me? Jimmy, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Neo? Oh, you can hear me, okay. What about Jim? Can anybody hear Jim? Oh. All right. You can hear me, but no Jim. Okay, well, then let me take over this show, as it should be, really. And I like the beginning that Jim started off with we are to take no prisoners. We are the Ranger faithful. We're not going to be sympathetic to anybody. And I don't care about Love Chicken. I don't care about Alexander Semin, B.B. Neuvert. The New York Rangers, I don't care what TSN and ESPN are saying about us. I heard earlier today that Brad Melrose, or whatever his name is there, Barry Melrose there, and what was it, Matt Barnaby had to say about the Rangers, picking the Rangers to lose. You don't know the Rangers are going to win. Jim!
See?
I got a feeling you're back.
I was in a good mood. I was in a bad mood. Then I was in a good mood. And then Blog Talk Radio put me right back in a bad mood. Thanks a lot, Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you were in the middle of a great...
I was trying to rally the troops.
Start the rally again. I'll do the song. No! Cry havoc!
Cry havoc! And let's put the dogs of war.
This is war, Ranger fans! It's war! In case you haven't heard, because you might have heard it a few minutes ago. We're getting all the troops together. This isn't like the French army where we walk around with our arms in the air. Those are Islander fans. There's no surrender. If you're not in with us, get out. Turn your radios off. Turn your internet off, like mine just did, and get out. It's no time for soft soaps. You want to go be a Hawks fan? Go be a Hawks fan. You want to go be an Atlanta Thrashers fan? Go be a Thrashers fan. You want to take your picture on Facebook and a whole bunch of other jerseys? Do it. Get off my Ranger train. Because there's no stopping
That's
us.
Right.
There's no stopping us.
We're like
the underdogs.
We're running this train into the ground until Lord Stanley is ours. As I say. Boy, I've been hitting the crack pipe early. But still, I am sick and tired of hearing all this, all these so-called experts picking the Caps. I know it's easy to pick the 1 versus the 8, but, you know, with B.B. Neuvirth in net, I'm sorry, I go with the better goaltenders. And Hank is, and plus the Rangers are a hard-working team. And, you know, with a little bit of luck and a lot of shots on goal, I think we'll do well. I think we'll win this series. I don't know about the next one, but I know, you know, I just think the Capitals are very fragile. You know, I'm just getting into a little bit. I think the Caps are very fragile mentally. I think if you can get up a couple games with them, they're gonna frazzle and wonder what direction they want to go in and what style they want to play. I'm not being a delusional Ranger fan here. I really think they got a good shot. Plus, I'm a Ranger fan. I've got to believe in the New York Rangers. There's no time for meandering or butzing around, digging out your old Ovechkin jerseys and going, oh, he's the greatest. You know who I'm aiming that at. Even though you're maybe a Ranger fan, you sounded like one of those Trotsky Capital fans to me. So, I'm ready to rock. Time is just moving too slow, Jim. I want this game tomorrow. You know, right now, right. I just can't wait. And all you do is, all you can watch, do the only thing to kill time is you can do is play Farmville or watch baseball. I don't know which is more boring. But you're right. We're all here tonight. Everybody is in attendance. We've got more guests and gurus and the regulars are here. We're not taking any guff. We're all representing.
We got some
word
new faces,
is bond. What?
We got some new faces here. Matt Calamia, Jay in Wyoming, Jay of the Dead's long lost brother. Jack Love has returned.
Daniel Downey.
Craig
Cabot.
Craig Cabot, Daniel Downing. Welcome,
Amy
all
Arnato.
Of you. Amy Arnato,
you know,
is back.
Amy
she
Arnato.
Is now making us. She is now making us part of her weekly listen, and I love it.
That's right. And now you finally can pronounce her name right, because the R and the N come together with me on my screen, so it looks like Ermano, but it's Arnano.
Right.
And I'll be back with you in an Arnano second. What the hell am I talking about? But anyway. So let's, I don't have to, we have to really rah-rah this crowd, because seriously, I mean, everybody is just jazzed. They're just jazzed. So.
This, Matt is claiming that he met you at the VFW.
Oh, yeah. I think I did meet Matt there. That's right.
We
talked about Anisimov.
You were hanging out there with Slippery and One-Eyed Willie talking about Korea. And, maybe not.
I don't think so.
At the VFW.
I'm trying to remember.
Never mind.
Matt, did you buy anything off of me? Somebody bought a Ryan Callahan thing off me at that show. I wonder if that was Matt. So I doubly endorse Matt. But, so come on. I mean, are we being unrealistic here, Jim, thinking that the Rangers have a good shot at being a cat? Well, we're the only, usually the fans are the most worried. Or the most skeptical. Oh, my God, we got to beat Ovechkin. I don't know. They're going to be tough. But I think we got a good shot. I don't think it's out of the realm, certainly. I like the way this team performs. The only thing I have to say that's, the Rangers down the stretch played a little bit too inconsistent. But other than that, you know, and Washington goes hot into the playoffs. But again, the playoffs are a whole new animal. You can throw all that down the stretch crap out of the way. Oh, speaking of Ovechkin jerseys, Marcy Braverman is here.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Woo-hoo-hoo. So, Jim, go on with your craziness and your frivolity.
Well, in about 45 minutes, we'll be joined by Nick and Dave and Mike and Eric and Kevin, some of the big bloggers out there of the Rangers. They'll join us for a little roundtable discussion. We'll talk about we'll talk about Chris Kreider, I guess. No, we'll talk about the playoffs. We'll get their predictions, the whole bit. Speaking of Chris Kreider, Eddie, no surprise, at least not to us and not to anybody that listens to this show, because Jess Rubenstein told you last week he was staying in school.
Yeah, the Rangers are still claiming that they may sign him, at least like Larry Brooks reported, that just because he says it doesn't mean the Rangers are not trying to. I think the guy is an academic first, just like he told you at the draft when you spoke to him. He was definitive that he was going to finish college, and he emphatically said it to you. So you would think that, you would think that would also go for this year as well. I finally got to see that Dylan McElrath debut in Connecticut. Saw the fight. He did okay. Although I don't think Dylan's primarily here to fight. Andrew Yogan played in that game. So I don't know. Do you want to get to? I know at 9 o'clock we're going to have a bunch of Ranger bloggers coming together to give their their predictions, their theories, and then their opinions on the playoff series coming up. I'm just so excited. It's going to be very, very intense, and I just hope we get out to a lead. I want to get that first goal so bad. I want to shut those Cap fans up, and so I think it's going to be good. And
let me ask you a question. Let me throw a question at you here. Besides, I know when you watch the games, you like to zero in on a couple of guys. When aside from Henrik Lundqvist, who are give me maybe two guys that you're going to be really focused on this series, two guys that you really want to, you think are key to the success of this series?
Wow, I think the first one is pretty obvious. I think every Ranger fan is hoping that Marian Gaborik can just forget about last season and be the guy that we're paying that much money to and score. He really needs to get the monkey off his back, so to speak, as far as just forgetting about the regular season and becoming the sniper. Because if he begins to recapture that, goal a game, throw it two goals a game, two goals every other game, whatever you want to call it. As long as he gets his scoring touch back, that takes the burden off all those lines that have to go deep and forecheck and get these sloppy goals. The Rangers really, they don't really come on high percentage shots. They become low percentage shots. So I think that's number one. I'm looking for Gaborik to step up. And I think the second guy, I think somebody in the chat room said it, is Staal. If Staal is able to shut down Ovi, I'm calling him Ovi. I refuse. Can I retract that?
Yes.
I have that retract. Ovechkin. If he can shut down Love Chicken, and and that him and Girardi are successful. I think that's the two guys that I'm going with right now. How about yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, Gaborik, I still think, even though he struggled, he's still going to be a focus of the Caps on defending him. So I'm looking at guys like Brandon Dubinsky, maybe Brian Boyle, guys like that, guys that have struggled to score down the stretch. Those are the guys the Rangers are going to need. You don't know what you're going to get from Gaborik because you don't know what his, as Zach would say, his mind frame is. And you don't know how successful the Caps are going to be able to contain him. So I'm looking at the those second tier guys that have struggled a little bit, and I think you can put Dubinsky in there, very streaky. Yeah, and you know, he's a guy. Brian Boyle's a guy. You know, Vinny Prospel, there's a guy with some playoff experience. So I think those are the guys that that are really going to need to step forward, because I really don't know what we're going to get out of Gabrick. He's been in the playoffs twice before with Minnesota. Once, 1 year, I think Minnesota went to the conference finals, and he had a terrific postseason. And then the other time he went to the playoffs with them, they played six games, and he had one assist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on if you're a half full or half empty type guy, take those stats with a grain of salt. So, yeah, Dubinsky's a guy that I'm definitely looking at. Volsky, Captain brings up a good one. Volsky's another guy. And Volsky, Joe Ryder pointed this out on the banter yesterday. Volsky's got some pretty good playoff numbers. So, there's another guy that's going
to
have to step up.
You know, I just wish the guy's head was in the game. Every game, you know, when it is, it's you know, he's a younger version of Eric Christensen as far as it comes to with the mentality, with the, you know, the 100%. And I still have a hard time figuring out how players do that. Like, how do you not come to play, especially on a team that everybody else is going 110% for 60 minutes, you know, you know, when he's producing, he looks good. When he's not, it's just, you know. And you were talking about Vinny Prospel. I don't know if you read this, but in a, there was an interview with Vinny Prospel in one of the Czech newspapers today. And somebody got it translated. And apparently Vinny texted LeCavalier and Martin St. Louis before the game. And they were exchanging texts, and LeCavalier sent them a text that said he's ready to win. He was ready to he was ready to beat Carolina, Vaclav, those two Vinnies. Prospel then said, you know, I really appreciated that, and he really appreciated that they helped us even while they didn't have to.
He said, "Don't worry, Vinny, we got this. We got this."
Yeah, yeah. That basically, LeCavalier was, you know, they were old teammates, and maybe a little hookup there. I mean, you know, it takes a lot of other guys to win a hockey game, but I think LeCavalier did score in that game. So we got influences.
That's right. And another guy that's going to be a key to their success in this series is Chris Drury. The Rangers, you know, the Rangers they're a team that wants to play a puck possession game. Obviously, the less Ovechkin has the puck, the less dangerous he is. So puck possession starts by winning faceoffs. So that's Chris. They don't need. I don't care if Chris Drury doesn't score a goal. I don't think the Rangers should be relying on him for any offensive production. Just win the faceoffs and kill the penalties. If he helps in those two areas, he will have done his job, and I for one, will be thrilled. They want to play a puck possession game. They want to play keep away with the puck. It's got to start with the faceoff. It's got to start with Chris Drury. He's still their best faceoff guy. Even I'll admit that.
Oh yeah, well, you know, the Rangers are very porous on faceoffs. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at that for him. I the only thing. And I, you know, I want him in a fourth line penalty killing role, face off role, but I don't want to see him in the mix with the other lines. If things start going wrong, we got Drury on the first line and the second line. As long as he plays limited minutes, kills penalties, and let's not go crazy yet. I know it was very impressive, his goal that he got in the last game of the season, but let's face it, it was his first of the year. And I'm not about to, you know, but listen, it could be his last hurrah here, so maybe he will, you know, give it his all, and I'm sure he gives it his all. I mean, you know, I'm not one of these guys who thinks he's just, you know, waltzing through the games. I just think he's finished. He's pretty much done.
But again, I'm not asking him for any goals. Any goal, every goal Chris Drury scores in the playoffs to me is a gift. I just want to win the faceoffs, kill the penalties, help them control the puck. You want to play puck possession? It's got to start with the guys that are good on faceoffs.
So you're not
going to
be their best. You're not going to be one of these guys going, "Oh, Captain Clutch, where is him? Where is he? We need a goal." You're not going to be one of those guys.
No, because that's past. That's in the past. It really is. He got that goal the other day, and it was a nice, it was that nice Willis Reed moment. And we all got, everybody kumbaya and had the standing ovation, but those are few and far between. Just win faceoffs, kill penalties. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. That's all I want. If he does that and they get through the series and he doesn't score a goal, if they win this series in 6-7 games and he wins 55-60% of his faceoffs and kills penalties, that's Captain Clutch enough for me, because that's as good as it'll get. And that's fine. That's all I'm asking for Chris Drury.
All right. I'm going to be watching you.
I have got my eye on you, fucker.
I got my eye on you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
So,
all right.
You have anything else you want to talk about before we go to the phones? I don't know what I got.
Well, we can do our prediction. We'll save our predictions for later, because I know we both have them.
I mean, let's face it. Well, what are we going to prick against the Rangers? I mean, it's the Rangers. But I
Joe Ryder said Rangers in three.
What is this, 1978? Playing best out of three out of five?
Well, the first series back in the old days was two out of three, right?
Then
three out of five, four out of seven, four out of seven. Because when the Rangers, when they made the run in 79, then they beat the Kings in the first round?
Yeah.
Two out of three? And then
two out of three.
Who was in the second round? Was it St. Louis?
Was Flyers.
Flyers, that's right. Flyers. Beat them three games to one or three games to two. And then the Islanders and Canadians were seven-game series. Yeah, back in the old days, two out of three. That was tough, man.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? I'm pretty sure the Rangers would have never gotten to the Stanley Cup Finals that year had it been like a seven-game series. You know, like, just too much craziness can happen. And that's another thing I want to address with people's predictions. I don't know. It always seems to me there are a tremendous amount of series, no matter how lopsided it might look on paper, they always go to seven games. There's always like three game sevens. Maybe that's just me. I don't know if there's actual statistics that back this theory of mine up, but I like to pick everything in seven. When I get into these things, maybe I don't know. Somebody can look that up. And that's about it. Oh, I'm also keeping my eye on Derek Bugard. I really think that
sent home. He was
get
sent
out
home.
Of here.
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, the Rangers sent him home. No explanation to the media. They did not disclose.
Wow, I did not hear this.
Yep. Send him home.
Where's home?
I don't know.
Bugard, go home.
Bugard, back to cave. Back to cave.
Why did he get sent home? What he was disrespectful in class?
Can you picture Bugard hitchhiking like Bill Bixby in The Incredible Hulk? With his bag over his shoulder. Bugard, need job. New town. Need job.
He says, you want to see Derek when he's angry.
Marcy says Booger has brain damage. He was smart enough to sign that contract.
Yeah.
He was firing all
the cylinders. brain damage on that one.
Yeah. He was firing on all cylinders when they handed him the pen.
Could the Rangers not sign any more goons? Because it's just a disaster. It's just a disaster. Between Brashear and Bugard, what do we get? Like 25 games out of those two losers? How do you get sent on? What did he get sent on? There's no explanation. I mean, I don't get it. He's sent home. What? Oh, man. I don't know.
Oh, Ricky O says Bogart's career is over.
Yeah. Well, you know, Zach told us that weeks back in, when he spoke to him in the MHL stories. He's having those headaches. what?
Oh. Joey Koser, head hurt.
I like Captain's doing a good Bogart. Bogart picked things up and put them down. Oh, man. Well, at least Bogart cleared that crease. Thanks, Slats. What a buffoon. Anyway, we digress, regress, egress. I don't know if egress, but we crest. So,
press on.
Let's press on. What are you doing? Chewing gum over there? What do you got?
Taking a drink of tea, my friend. All right. Yeah, an everlasting gobstopper. Old Slugworth would kill to get his hands on one of those. You ready to go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to the phone.
All right. Zach! What's going on?
Evening, gentlemen.
Well,
hello?
Bogart has been sent home.
It's a miracle.
Bogart has been sent home, Zach.
Well, he hasn't appeared at the store. And he,
pack my bag, Rammer. Been sent home.
I haven't seen him at the store lately, so that's a good sign.
He's just wandering aimlessly through Times Square.
Might come in there to apply for a job.
Well, somebody's got to tell him that we're not hiring right now. Maybe
Donald
for the maybe for the holiday season.
So what's going on, Zach?
Bogart needs part time.
Not much.
Do good.
I was watching the draft. The draft picks on Versus right now. Edmonton got the first pick again.
The Islanders. Who got it?
Edmonton got the first pick. Colorado got the second pick. Florida got the third. The Devils got the fourth, and the Islanders got the fifth. And to finish everything up, Ottawa, Atlanta, Columbus, Boston, and they just changed it.
Cool.
Wow.
This just our news desk.
So what do you think? Are you psyched? What can be your impressions tomorrow night?
I am overflowing with joy. Can't you tell?
No, I can't.
I'm actually really exhausted right now. It was a long day at the store. We were rearranging everything to get it ready for the playoffs.
So,
in the front of the table, we have Caps versus Rangers.
Excellent.
Indeed.
Shouldn't it be? No. Caps versus Rangers seems like we're the better team, right?
I don't know.
Like versus. Yeah, it's like we're the rounding. We're the reigning champs. I like that. So what do these caps look like? What color are these caps?
What do you mean, what color are the caps? The caps are red.
Sorry, Zach. You were bringing me down. It's out of it tonight.
There is zero tolerance for any kind of maudlin or depressing stuff tonight with Jimmy. He'll blow you up.
You got to get on. I want to hear fired up. I want to hear people going into the valley of death with a sword in one hand and a Ranger hat in the other. Come on.
Wow.
War.
No.
These guys. I can't stand the Capitals. We got to win this series. After that, I don't care. I don't care. I'll make my peace with God after one. I just want one series this year. It's all I want.
Only one?
Beat the Caps. I'm fine. Anything that happens after, just eliminate the Caps, and after that, I'm a happy man for this year. Nothing else.
Okay, all right.
I'll ask for nothing else.
When the Giants start, you'll start asking stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, of these hockey playoffs this year, I'll ask for nothing else. Unless, of course, they get to the Cup, in which case me and God talk a lot.
Yes. you know, I think, like I said the other night, you know, I'm just glad to be here. And the Rangers have just as good a chance as anybody. Now, whether I'll be saying that after game two, I don't know. But right now, it's all looking roses. Get these young guys some experience in the playoffs, and that's all I want.
Just happy
all
to
right.
be nominated.
I'm just happy to be nominated. I'm at the party. I ain't a wallflower this year. Somebody kick me to go to the dance. Sadie Hawkins.
All right, back to the phones we go. 630-618, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
It's Adam, and I bring you greetings from the city of Jackie Lomba's favorite hockey team.
Well, what's going on, Adam? How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. I'm fired up. It's playoff time.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
24
right,
hours
Adam.
To go and counting.
Now, Adam's from Chicago. Now, where or how are you going to be able to watch this game? What broadcast are you going to be watching?
See, that's the thing. The game is supposed to be on Versus. Then I check the listings, and it says they're showing Detroit Phoenix also. So I don't know. I mean, up here in the Midwest, I'm basically near Red Wing country. So I don't know. I mean, if Versus shows that game, then I don't know. I'm going to have to go online again, I guess. But I'll find a way to watch it.
All right, good, good. This is going to be, the first game's usually a feeling out game, you know, to see who what's what. But I think these teams are pretty familiar with each other. I was wondering what you guys think and maybe what you think. And I know we have a lot of people who are kind of like on the fence with Torts. And, you know, some people like him, some people dislike him, some people think he's okay sometimes. What do you think about the coaching matchup? Who do you think's a better coach? The big man there. What's his name? His name escapes me at this point.
Boudreaux.
Bruce Boudreaux.
Fred Mertz.
Or John Tortorella.
Boudreaux's a weird looking dude. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know. I can't say I'm like breaking down his press conferences after every Capitals game. I do know he's a big pro wrestling fan, so I guess he's not a completely terrible guy. Costa, please don't react to that. I don't know. The bottom line is this with Tortorella. You know, the team does tend to play for him in the big games, Atlanta being the exception. We could always complain about how he juggles the lines and all that kind of stuff, but he does seem to know what buttons to push. I just hope that he does not have access to any water bottles on the bench this series.
Yeah. Speaking of which, with the water bottles, you got, you know, the whole Avery thing. Will Avery make an appearance? Because you remember last time they met, there was a big thing about Avery being benched because of his, suspect conduct on the ice. And then you have the coach, Tortorella, you know, throwing water bottles at fans and, you know, going nuts. So, so do you have a prediction? Do you have a feeling? What's going on with Adam B. at this point?
Obviously, my heart definitely says the Rangers. This is a weird, this is kind of a weird series because obviously Washington looks a little bit different than how they did when we last played them with Arnott and Weidman. Not exactly happy to hear Mike Green is supposed to be back for this game. I don't know. At the end, I think this Ranger team is a lot better than the one that we had 2 years ago. I think they're more ready to play. I'll go ahead and pick it. Let's go Rangers in six.
Okay. That's fair enough.
ESPN doesn't know what they're talking about outside of Lynn Bacone.
I'm on board with Rangers in six.
Yeah,
one other player I want to bring up. I want to bring up one other player. You guys are talking about players you'll be watching. I want to bring a new one to the table. I want to see what Derek Stepan does in this series. Because as we remember, it was his hit that knocked Mike Green out for 20 games. And I want to see, I believe Washington is going to target Stepan. Not that he's the Rangers' most potent scorer, but they're going to remember what he did. I think he's going to take some hard hits from the Capitals players. And I want to see how Derek responds. I want to see what kind of a factor he's going to be in this series.
Well, it's true. It's going to be, you know, again, like him, players like him and McDonough, you know, with the college schedules and, you know, they've never played this long consecutively into a hockey season, a hockey calendar year, whether they'll have some, they'll still have some gas. And I think it's good that the Rangers do have, you know, 3 or 4 days. They've had four days, to get ready for this game. I think the rest will help those type of guys. So, yeah, that's a good point to look at Stepan. And you know, he could be, you know, kind of a secret weapon for the Rangers because, you know, we talk about the guys who got 20 goals this year, and, you know, Callahan's out. He's one of the guys. You've got Dubinsky. You got Boyle, who Boyle really down the stretch was a little bit lackluster, wasn't as dominating as he can be, although he did play good in the New Jersey game. I got to give him that.
No doubt.
He could be a guy that we may have to look to score. And so, yeah, that's a good pick by you. Good job. Good job, as Mike, as the Mad Dog would say. Good job, Adam.
I don't see what you're talking about there, Eddie.
So that's a good pick. Good pick.
All right, Adam, we're going to take some other calls. Good luck finding a game tomorrow night.
Sounds good, thanks. So could you leave me on hold, please, since I'm not
sure
in attendance tonight?
Will do.
All right, talk to you guys
all
later.
Right. Thanks, buddy. Let's see, who's been on hold the longest here? Switchboard's not working. Hold on. There we go. 612-432. We go to Minnesota.
Hey, how you doing? Chandler, how you doing, bud?
Chandler, how are you? It's been a while.
I haven't talked to you. I've been in and out of a VA hospital with some surgery, so I haven't really been able to keep up with the radio show.
Oh, okay.
You know,
are you doing all right?
Yeah. You know, it's the VA and 19 years in the service. You know how it goes. A lot of things you're going to get cut on after you get out. So.
Gotcha.
But, I'm so glad we made it. I'm like the guy that just called. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to watch the game. I'm trying to find out about that Game Center thing online. I may have to do that. But I'm going to have to watch this. I got to watch this series because I'm I remember the last time we played Washington and it was crazy.
Yeah, I think the Rangers, as the previous caller said, have a better team than they had the first time, and we were up 3-1 in that series.
Yeah,
I felt
did you guys happen to hear what Tortorella said? I think it was yesterday about. I guess you know somebody asked him to talk about having to play the Caps again, and what did he say? I'm trying to find. He basically said that, you know, this is totally different this time around. This is a good team, and he likes this team. And, you know, like we've said before, Eddie, that team he took over from Tom Reddy, he hated that team. He hated the makeup of that team. He couldn't wait to get some of those guys out of there.
And some of them, you know, when – I'm just going to say it before – go ahead, Chandler, you speak.
No, I kind of blame him. For the last series against Capitals, I blame Tortorella. He lost the faith of the team with the way he did the thing with Avery, and then he lost his mind. And he's not a good tactician. He's a reactionary coach, whereas he's good at responding to what the other team did after the team loses. But he's not a good game planner. He's never struck me as a guy who game plans well to shut the other team down. He's more of a reactionary guy, and that's why I'm worried about him because Boudreau has actually gotten the Capitals to play defense this season. You know, and that was always their thing, is if they would ever play defense, they could go far. Now, if they stick with that, who knows? But I'm worried about Tortorella. I'm not really worried about the players. I'm worried about Tortorella.
Well, you're right about the tactician point. But I mean, because, you know, we'll look at two things. We'll look at the Rangers' game preparation and them coming out in the first period. It wasn't good all year. At least in my estimation, especially at home, just looked like they weren't prepared either psychologically or strategy wise. And second, the power play. Now the power play was never really rectified the whole year, and they're going to need that power play to step up in the playoffs. You can't have a you know, a worthless power play out there that just kills 2 minutes and scores. And I agree with you there. He's good at in-game adjustments. I think he's good at calling his timeouts, you know, and reacting, like you said. But for game preparations, you know, other than, you know, okay, well, Stoll and Girardi are going to play against the first line, I don't see much, you know, much from sorts.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, that's what I'm worried about. But, I mean, I think the players will be fine. I mean, Wolski was a key when Colorado won the cup that year.
Eddie,
you
still there?
Huge. Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello? Eddie?
Hello? Jimmy?
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
All right, we're back. I don't know what happened. I think we had a major crash there. I lost, first I lost Chandler, then I lost Eddie, then I lost me, then you guys lost all of us, I think. Eddie, are you back?
We're here? Back! Somebody said they heard me laughing.
Block Talk Radio is in playoff form, I got to tell you. Chandler, I apologize about that. If you want to call back in, we'll put you right back on.
You know, it was funny. It was like people kept hearing me laugh. And I'm like, I wasn't even connected and people were hearing me laugh. So maybe my laugh is very loud. Yes. Yes, the stupid blocks are crapping at us. I think it's all because the chat room told the owner last week of Block Talk Radio, you know, you suck.
Oh, hey, yeah. Like, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, maybe,
yeah, we had Alan Levy in here and he mentioned that he's an Islander fan, and you guys got all over him, and now all of a sudden we got show problems for the first time in 6 months, probably. So we might have to break the bread music back out as punishment.
Oh, God.
Remember we did that?
Hey.
For Greshner, we punished them.
Just the worst. So.
Try refreshing the page if you can't hear us. We're back on. So...
So he was making some interesting points there about the Tortorella, but, you know, I don't think there's that much of an – I think there's a negligible difference between Torts and Boudreaux. But I can tell you guys, we're going to start hating. Marcus keeps cracking me up. Sorry. I was going to say that we're going to hate his mug being shown every time – you know, when they pan the Caps bench and we got to see that this fat face all over there. Hopefully we see it every time a Rangers score. You know, like they show if the Rangers get multiple goals and they show, you know, the other opposing coach and they just pan him. So hopefully
right.
We see a lot. So I'm all good with that. Now, did we lose a lot of phone calls during that Blog Talk foobarness? Is that a word?
No, we still have a call on hold.
Bring him through.
All right, let's bring him on before
bring
we lose.
Bring all through.
Again. I believe this is the captain. Is this the captain?
Dustin, good evening.
How are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. Eddie, I have good news for you. In about 2 weeks, you'll never have to see Boudreaux's mug again. He's going to lose his job for losing in the first round as often as they do. The next time you have switchboard problems, just give it a hit from the side.
Yes.
From the side!
This is the kind of phone call we want. I don't know if you were here with us earlier, but Zach called in, early alias Ranger Dude. He calls in and sounds like he just came from a, you know, he watched somebody get executed. He has to be a witness for an execution. And then we're followed by three consecutive frenzied phone calls by Ranger fans. And I love your intro. We won't have to see Boudreaux anymore because he's going to be fired after they lose in the first round. That's what I'm talking, Captain. Now continue.
Let me cheer you up a bit. I'll say this. The team that lost 2 years ago was not as good as this team, and the team that beat us 2 years ago was worse. It was not as good. The Caps were better 2 years ago than they are now. I'll say that. Their goaltending was actually in a little bit of a better spot because you knew who was going to play. I think in the playoffs, when you don't know who your next goaltender is going to be, that's a problem. And honestly, I'm not really worried about it. I think they'll get enough scoring when they need it. I think the key for the Rangers is going to be Sauer and McDonough on the second pair. I think if they're able to stop the Caps secondary scoring, I have full faith in Staal and Girardi that they can take down Ovechkin. We were the only team that Ovechkin played at least four times that he didn't score on the entire season. And I think that says a lot. I think that, you know, Tortorella's calmed down. There'll be no water bottle incidents. I think they're going to be okay. And I think the longer the series goes, the better it is for the Rangers. I think if the Caps are going to win, they're going to win it in like five. I don't think the Rangers lose game six at home, and I don't think that a rookie goalie, any one of those three guys, is going to outdo Lundqvist in game seven. I just don't see that. So I think the longer it goes, the better shape the Rangers are in. I think this is not the matchup the Caps wanted whatsoever. This is not – they did not – want to play the Rangers, having shut them out by 6-0 and 7-0 scores this year. And I think you're going to – I mean, I listed all the Rangers that are going to be making playoff debuts for this team. It speaks to the turnover. I mean, how quickly Tortorella's put his stamp on this team. You're not going to see Nick Antropov going extremely slowly towards the net and trying to get a shot. And you're not going to see Scott Gomez waiting for two people to move the puck at the blue line this year. It's a different team. And I think they're going to be okay. I really do.
You make a good point. I mean, you know, we're not going out there with the Korpikowskis, the Krapikowskis, although he had a good year this year. The Corpedo, there's going to be no Blair Betts out there. You know, the Rangers basically in that last series played defense for seven games, outshot terribly. If it wasn't for Henrik Lundqvist, they shouldn't even have been in the position. We all know that of being up 3-1. And I also agree. I did like Antropov, Supapagallo. But anyway, you're right on so many different cylinders. You're hitting all cylinders. I believe you are somewhat of a guru at this point. Please don't disappoint me in the next minute or so. Go ahead.
There will be no disappointment. I think that you're probably going to see quite a few upsets this year, you know, league-wide. I think the Flyers go down. I really do. And I think that there's a somewhat of a shot that the Canucks go down. I honestly feel that way. But, you know, back to where we are, I think they're in a really good mind frame, so to speak, going into this series. I think that, you know, they're not just happy to be there. And that's you run that risk when you missed it last year by a point and you were so close to missing it this year by no points that it's such a relief when you get there. They're saying a lot of the right things. I like where their heads are at. And Torts said that he wants to be a stupid team. I don't think these kids know they're not supposed to win the series. I don't think they know. They don't know they're not supposed to win. So let them go out there, and it's just another game. They've been playing playoff hockey for 2 months now. This is nothing new. And the Cap, you can't just turn it on. And a lot of people making the same points that they've been playing the style of hockey that teams need to play in the playoffs and have to adjust to playing in the playoffs for months now. This is going to be nothing new for them. And they have no pressure. They're not supposed to win the series. The Capitals are under humongous pressure. The Rangers go in there and win game one, you're going to see those guys pressing a lot. And we'll see how quickly Capitals...
I was going to say that exact same thing. I mean, if you watched 24/7, every loss is gloom and doom with this team. If they lose game one at home tomorrow night, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better scenario for the Rangers than for them to survive that first 10 minutes of the game tomorrow night when the Caps will be all fired up, the fans will be fired up. They got to survive that first 10 minutes and then, you know, use the old hockey cliche, play their game, and go from there. But if they win that game, that team gets down on themselves so fast. Eddie said it. And that coach, he rants and raves and curses at them. I mean, you saw it on 24/7. It was like death. They're on a five, you know, what was it, a 5-6 game losing streak in December, and they're all ready to kill each other.
Well, he does look like Alfred Hitchcock.
He does. He does.
And he does all the birds, you know. I think them and the Flyers both. I think if they both lose game one at home, you're going to see a lot of pressing going on, and that's not going to be good for them. It's not. And I think that when you have that lack of consistency and goal from game to game, it's hard to really – I think teams that have that consistency, they know, hey, the guys back there, we're going to be okay. And what will happen, I think, is if the Rangers have a lead, you're going to see the Caps drop this, you know, defense-first system really, really quick. And then they're going to start making some mistakes. Their defense is young, too. Everyone wants to, you know, show up Mike Green and Dennis Weidman. Like, he's irrelevant. You know, it's Carlson and Allsner. I think Allsner's still on the pro squad. So they got used back there, too. That's why I think the key is going to be Sauer and McDonough. If they can stop the secondary scoring of the Cavs, I think the Rangers are going to be in really good shape. Because I think we all have faith in the top two. I think that's one of the premier shutdown pairs in the league at this point.
Yeah, but chances are, with the games in Washington, Sauer and McDonough are going to find themselves playing against the Ovechkin line quite a bit because they have the benefit of the matchup. So it's going to be key to see how they play against that first line as well, because you know they're going to try and take advantage of them because they know Staal and Girardi can shut down that line. So The obvious thing to do is to match them up when McDonough and Sauer are on the ice and see what they can do. So there's a lot of pressure on those two guys.
Here's the upside. Here's what you got to think about. There's no Sergei Fedorov and there's no Wade Redden. That alone puts them in a much better shape than last time around.
But without Wade Redden, how are we going to get the puck up to the forwards?
I guess someone has to channel the inner Scott Gomez to try to, you know, wibble through two people and lose the puck at the blue line. That's our only chance.
I like it. He's full of sarcasm. He's full of, you know,
vigor.
He's vim and vigor, and he has been the perfect phone caller tonight. He was upbeat, he was informational, and he was sarcastic. Three things that we pride ourselves here at Blue Shirt Banner Radio on.
How can we not be upbeat? We actually got another team to give us help. When was the last time that happened to the squad? Ever. Honestly.
Well, Captain, my only thing is that after game one, if we lose, you'll see how could we not be upbeat, because then we'll be on the ledge again.
Listen, they got to win one. They got to win one of the first two games. One's more important than two, absolutely. Jim, just as you said, if they can come home, like I said, the longer the series goes, I think the better it is for the Rangers. I think the more games the Caps have to play and not win a playoff round, the more it's going to be in their heads.
Right, and you're exactly right. I mean, they have so much pressure to advance. I mean, you know, the Rangers have no pressure to advance.
Not at all.
I think that's going to weigh heavy if we can jump on them and jump on them early.
All right, Captain's going to squeeze in one more call before we get the bloggers on. So we'll talk to you Thursday night.
All righty, boys. Take care.
All right, take it easy. All right, I'm going to bring Chandler back in. Chandler, sorry for the problems.
Oh, that's all right, man. I'm listening on the phone because the PC connection sucks. I can't get it, so I'm just listening on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good call anyway. You brought it. You made some good points, and hopefully you can call us back on Thursday night when we're on again.
I will definitely do that, bud.
All right, so you want me to leave you on hold?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, Chandler. Okay. Take care, man.
All right.
All right, let's see. All right, I believe this should be the great Dave Shapiro from Blue Seat Blogs. Dave, good evening. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Wait a minute. Dave's not starting off great.
What's with you? What's the matter with you now?
Yeah.
What? You sound
I'm
all
fine.
Doom and doom.
Well, you sound a little down.
I'm tired. I just got out of the gym.
Oh. Yeah, well, don't go to the gym. You know you're coming on this show.
What a waste of time that is.
Yeah, that's what I do. I don't go to the gym, and I'm happy as the clam.
Eddie never goes to the gym on show days.
Yeah, or ever. And I may be dead by the age of 50, but at least I'm excited right now. Now, I want some excitement, Dave Shapiro.
I'm saving that for tomorrow. You know, I got to channel it. I got to channel the excitement.
All right. Channel your inner Gomez.
No, I'm not a pedophile, all right? I'm not channeling any inner Gomez.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
He looks like a pedophile. I'm sorry.
Looks like a pedophile? How do you know what a pedophile looks like? Yeah, really. All right. You bring me down here. I'm about to boom our guest.
All right, Dave, let's get down to it.
You've bailed me out of a lot of technical mishaps, so I forgive you.
Yeah, you owe me.
I do owe you. So are we going to bring Dave on first and talk to him, or wait for the show?
I think a couple of the other guys are they're going to kind of stagger in. I think we have – I think this is Nick. I got a new phone over the weekend and lost all my contacts, so I don't know. I'm a little rusty. Is this Nick, 631?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey, Nick.
Nick, how are you?
Montemagno from Rangers Tribune. All right, so we'll start off with you guys. What's going on? How are you we'll start with Shap, since you're on the phone first. How are you feeling about this series? Give us some thoughts, some keys, some predictions, whatever you want to give us.
This is going to come down to who crashes the net. That's all it is. The Rangers can do, both teams have players that can do it. It's going to come down to who crashes the net. In my bold prediction, the team split the first four games. Rangers take game five, and whoever takes game six wins the series. So it's either Rangers in six or Caps in seven.
So you're saying it comes down to whether it's Brian Boyle or Mike Knuble?
Well, Knuble, Arnott, and Lake are the guys that crash the net. But if they decide they want to, you know, sit on the bench and do nothing, the Rangers are going to walk all over this team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what do you think about the goaltending matchup? You don't think that's going to come into play?
What matchup?
What do you think?
There's no matchup there.
Well,
the Rangers, there's no matchup there. They have, what's his face, playing Neuwirth playing the first game.
B.B. Neuwirth.
From,
yes.
They don't know.
They're not, there's no goaltending matchup. Hank is far and away better than any goaltender that the Caps can throw out.
Even the great Braden Holtby?
Who? No, I know who Holtby is. I know who Holtby is. But well, he played, what, six, seven games this year?
Okay, all right.
They're going to go with Neuwirth and Varlamov, and, you know, they're both unproven. They're both 18 years old, give or take. You know, they're not going to stand up to Hank. It's a matter of crashing the net and seeing if, you know, anybody other than Ovechkin wants to take over a game for the Caps.
Okay. All right. Nick?
And, yes,
Drew,
and Jay of the Dead, yes, Drury used to go to the net, but he doesn't anymore, unless he's playing the Devils.
And
Nick,
even then, he fell down on the way there.
Hey, yeah. You can fall down, you can score. You see what Oshie did to Rene, right?
Yeah.
Deked him from his knees.
So Nick, where do you stand? What's your predictions? What are the keys to the game?
Well, I start my prediction. I think the Rangers win this in seven because I think they have more heart, they have more will than the Caps. And usually these teams play each other tight, and I think the intangibles will prevail in this series. And like Dave said, it comes down to who's crashing the net, and I think the Rangers are going to be more willing to do that because they're a grittier team. But at the same time, the Caps are big on momentum, and especially in their barn. And the Rangers have to, you know, weather the storm, especially early. And honestly, I think that comes down to Henrik Lundqvist, because at the top of the Caps game, they're a very dominant team. And Lundqvist is probably the only one on our roster to match that. So he's definitely – I know one of the beat writers asked him yesterday if he had to stand on his head for the Rangers to win, and he said, we'll see. But I think the answer to that question is certainly yes. And the Rangers only go as far as Henrik could take them, but I think they could definitely win the series in seven, and tomorrow's game is crucial.
See, Nick, that's a bold prediction, because Nick's not only saying that the Rangers are going to win this series, but he's telling you they're going to do it in Washington.
So that's what I like to hear.
They're going to do it in the shadow of Washington Monument.
It's not like Dave Shapiro with his Jack LaLanne. I just came out from the gym. I'm all tired. It doesn't come out like that.
Is that a challenge?
I'm not saying that. What do you want to listen? I don't know what the challenge is, but I'm up for it.
I spelled another push-up competition.
Well, no, let's not go there. But let me ask you this, both of you. You guys are both esteemed bloggers. You're two guys that I respect the opinions of, unlike Jim, who I really don't care for too much. But
but nobody respects Jim, so it's okay.
So
not even me.
If you had to advocate, if you're a Caps advocate, what would you say are the biggest advantages that they have over the Rangers? Now you have to kind of you got to step away here and not be a fan. I think Nick alluded to a couple things, but how about yourself? How about you?
You're asking if I were picking the Caps, what sets them apart from the Rangers?
Exactly. What's got them winning the series?
The skill level. We've seen that this is a skill league, finally. And, you know, with Ovechkin, Backstrom, Semin, Green's coming back, Carlson's really good. You know, they have a lot more skill. But as Nick said, you know, the Rangers have the heart and the determination.
Well, you know, you don't think the Capitals want it just as bad as the Rangers do?
It depends. I mean, the Rangers have the heart and determination. I should clarify, they have the heart and determination to come back when down a couple of goals. I can't. Whenever you see the Caps get down a couple of goals, you see it in their eyes. It's like somebody just shot their dog. Back to the shooting the dog thing. I'm aware, but you know,
okay.
It's just you can see it. You just see it that they just die a little bit on the inside when they get down a couple of goals. You know, the Rangers don't do that.
It's a good point. The Rangers
very
are very
fragile psyche, as they say.
Yes, and they don't have the leadership. Ovechkin's captain, but he's not a leader.
That's what I was just going to say. I think the Rangers, compared to Washington, have much better leadership. Because if you go back to that game in, I think it was December, when we beat them at the Garden, that butt kicking, and Ovechkin fought Dubinsky, and after the fight, he turned to his bench and like screamed, "Come on!" And they just stared at him with blank stares and didn't even respond.
There was a four-letter word before that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
I don't think even know what he's speaking half the time of Ovechkin. He can't understand a word anyway. They probably thought he said cotton candy or something. Who knows? Cotton candy! But, you know. So, Nick, give me your take. If you're advocating the Caps, what are you looking at that you got over the Rangers?
The Caps are also a very physical team, and I think they're going to use that against our younger players because the team, the Rangers as a whole, are very inexperienced when it comes to the playoffs. So they're going to try and intimidate us that way, and starting with their captain on through, they could hit. And once they do that, if they can intimidate the Rangers and somehow get them off their game, they're just going to want to dominate offensively and try and get as many pucks to Lundqvist as possible. Because I think, as George said in his article earlier in the week, despite the Rangers taking the series, I think the Capitals outshot the Rangers in every single game during the regular season.
Right.
I
just wanted to comment on both of your guys' points. Going to the net and the physical part of the game may just decide who wins the series. If the Rangers are able to weather it or answer it, the Rangers can need to play physical, at least in my opinion, to play at the top of their game. We saw in the Atlanta game, it was just no physical play whatsoever. It was an atrocious game. The Devils game, they came out hitting. They took it from a team that wanted to beat them, and I think that was a microcosm of the whole Rangers series season, is when they come out and they play physical and they want to, You know, they drive to the net, and listen, their goals they get. You guys know, you watched all the games. They're not always pretty. They all come off that cycle behind the net. They've got to get shots. They've got to drive to the net and be physical. So I think that's two great points by you guys.
Okay, give me one second here. I'm going to bring in Eric from the Five Hole Blog. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Hang on one second because I'm not sure who this is, so bear with me a second. 703-7723. Who's this?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Mike Weiss.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey, just listening to you guys on the radio, on the internet, and some of the keys to the series, I think, being a Ranger fan that now is located in the D.C. area, is I think the keys are, like you guys were talking about a little bit, is the cycle down low behind below the goal line. I think is where the Rangers are going to really dominate. The Capitals have a don't really like to get down and dirty, so to speak. So I think from a physical standpoint, they'd rather avoid that as much as possible. I do think the pairing of Staal and Girardi is going to be critical with the Ovechkin line. But those guys have totally shut those guys down all season. So it's going to be pretty interesting there. The other part of it is there's two more parts I was going to say is the goaltending obviously is the king could steal this series by himself single-handedly, so hopefully that will happen. The other part I was going to say is, you know, as of Saturday afternoon, I think a lot of people thought, and even the Rangers thought, they might not be playing hockey anytime soon. And so I think from that standpoint of getting into the playoffs the way they did and played a great game Saturday against the Devils, I was at that game, it was excellent. But I think from that standpoint, they're coming in here totally loose, ready to rock and roll. And I think the Caps, as usual, they have to win. So I think a lot of the pressure is definitely on the Capitals' shoulders. And, you know, I think that could really have impact on the way they play. This first game is going to be a critical game for the series. And if the Caps lose this game, then I really could see this being a quick series. So here's my prediction. You guys can figure me think I'm smoking something up, but I really think the Rangers are going to win this in four games.
Hey, your lips to God's ears.
Okay.
Now, before we let you go, we get back to the bloggers. Did you say you live in the D.C. area?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to any of the games?
Yeah, I'm going to go to these Wednesday and Friday, and then depending on how things go, I'm going to possibly go up to New York and try to scalp a ticket. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to these two games, tomorrow and Friday.
Wow.
But
now let me ask, how hard was it to get a Caps playoff ticket?
I don't have one yet. So my wife and daughter have tickets. They purchased tickets before we even knew the Rangers were in. It's kind of it shocked me. I was like, wait a minute, you guys bought tickets even without the Rangers being in? So I was kind of a little perturbed there. But so they bought tickets earlier. I'm not sure if they're sold out now. They may be. I went down to the Caps practice today at the Kettler Center. And to tell you the truth, I think they look pretty tight. And, you know,
I like this.
My feeling is they got all of the pressure on them. Ovechkin's got all this to prove. Semin has been a no-show. Backstrom, you know, he's starting to play a little bit better, but really hasn't been outstanding this year. Yeah, part of it is, you know, when you start paying these guys $6-7 million a year, I think they forget that with these long-term contracts, I think they forget what it's all about a little bit, and that's why I think they're really reluctant to go into the corners and get dirty and down low. Interesting thing Boyle said, and I really like this, was I think at the end of somewhere along the line, he stated something like, yeah, we played a physical game against the Devils, and that's just going to continue. So I'm looking forward to him to try to use his size in this series coming up. That should be real interesting.
All right, very good.
Well, Mike, have fun at the games. We appreciate you calling in. We're going to get back to our little round table here. And why don't you give us a call on Thursday night and take a picture for us.
Okay, and parting words is shred the red.
Nice. All right, we'll be on from 8:30 to 10 on Thursday night.
Great. Look forward to listening to you guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Sorry. Let's again welcome Eric from the Five Hole Blog. Eric, how are you?
Good. Yeah, how you doing?
Good. It was nice to meet you at the viewing party. Appreciate you coming back on with us tonight. So, well, give us your take on the series and keys and predictions, whatever you want. The floor is yours, my friend.
Well, one thing I want to touch on is I'm actually walking right now back from class. So one thing I want to touch on, I heard Dave talking about that the Cavs look defeated whenever they go down by a goal. I was just watching 24/7 again last night, the episode where they showed the Ranger game, and they go down one goal at the end of the first period. They come back into the locker room. They look like they just lost the Stanley Cup.
I remember that. I remember that.
So even going down by one goal, they look like they're giving up, like that there's no way that they can come back. So I think that could factor heavy into what they do. If the Rangers can manage to get the first goal of the series, of the game, it'd give them a huge boost. Whereas if the Capitals score first, I feel like the Rangers would not be out of it because they've had this fight mentality all season.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, we touched on it before. I mean, that's a great, you know, it's a good way to look at it because, you know, the players are such a psychologically tough, you know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. It's just the focus has to be there every face-off. Every pass. There's no time. You just gotta be so focused and how you battle back down, battle back from, you know, the bad pass or the bad penalty and the bad penalty kill that leads to a goal. That takes, you know, it takes a certain type of team, and we've seen the Rangers been able to weather that kind of storm this year. And you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, the Caps went, you know, were they 10-1-1 down the stretch? Maybe they have it figured out. I don't know.
Yeah, but that last game, but they lost. First of all, they lost their last game of the season to the Panthers, who had nothing to play for, and they lost 3-0. They didn't even put up a fight against the Panthers, and the Rangers won their last game of the season. They are elated to be in the playoffs. They just because they won didn't even mean they're in the playoffs. So they're coming off a high. The Cats are coming off a low, and it's all a psychological aspect of this whole thing.
Well, listen, I'm the last person to be a Capitals advocate here, but if I were to argue that statement and said, well, you know what, the Rangers came back from 3 goals down and beat the Bruins and then came back the next night and, you know, a couple nights after and lost the Atlanta Thrashers 3-0, you know.
That's very true.
You know, you could say, well, where were their heads at with there? You know, where's that after probably the most inspiring speech I've ever heard by Stephen McDonald in all the years of following the Rangers, where they come out so flat. I mean, they didn't come out flat, but they just didn't show up. But I agree. I think we're all four of us are in agreement that the Rangers, and we're not used to saying this, may be the more mentally tough out of these two of an opponent.
Right. And another thing, sorry to knock on what Dave is saying about the being outshot in all four games against the Capitals this year, the Rangers have been better when they've been outshot throughout the entire season. In games where they've been outshot, they've won so many more of those games than they've won when they were actually outshooting the other team. So they pick and choose their shots, it seems, and they do better. Which is
I'm not sure if they're picking and choosing their shots, but
they do win when
they're outshot.
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
What was that?
Six of one, half dozen of the other. Never heard that.
You're breaking up, dude.
Six and one, half dozen in the other, he said.
What are we playing, telephone here?
I'm not following you at all.
Johnny Burman just killed my brother at the Savoy tonight. Very few people will get that reference. But anyway, actually, it's Danny Vermin. I'm sorry. Anyway, all right. So what's your prediction on the series, Eric?
I think the Rangers will win in six. Rangers in six.
That seems to be the popular choice.
Anybody picking against the Rangers? I know Cutter's picking against the Rangers.
Of course. He's a Toronto fan.
I'm sure Scotty Hockey is.
Very nice, Nick.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast is really paying off.
Well, I'm sure he'll be hanging out with the Caps group watching in their game threads, watching the game. He's very popular over there.
Yeah, they love him over there. Apparently they love douchebags.
Yeah. They link them all the time. They love them.
All right. I'm feeling I'm missing out on the blogger inside jokes here about Scotty Hockey. I just know that from what you guys tell me, the guy's a major league doucher. So I take your word at it. If you guys think he's a douche, he's a douche. All right.
Let's see if Parsons here for the conversation. She left.
Get back to more. Oh, isn't he a racist too? I think. Anyway, let's get back to some practical, more pertinent stuff. What do you guys think about where can you see this series going really wrong for the Rangers? I mean, what would make the I'm trying to see. I know you guys have 1,000 reasons why the Rangers would lose. I mean, win, or more reasons, but. Since you all picked it in six, but where could it go really wrong?
Who wants to go first?
Bueller?
Dave, you go first. Or Nick, you go first. You go first.
I think if they adjust to the Capitals game, the Rangers have been successful by playing their game and playing their game only. And that's what Tortorella's tried to instill. If they start to adjust too many things to cope with whatever the Capitals are throwing at them, I think that's where they're going to run into trouble, because the Rangers are best when they're controlling the tempo and they're in the other team's face. They start playing like defensively and not going on the attack and kind of just trying to defend the Caps all the time instead of trying to get in their face. I think that's where they're going to run into the most problems.
Eric?
All right.
I think it really depends on which Capitals we see. Are we going to see the Capitals that are going to come out and score six goals, or are we just going to see the ones that can't put one play together to get a goal? And also, will the Rangers come out and score goals? If they don't score goals like they haven't been, they're not going to win, because you need to score goals to win, which is very obvious, but... It stands true for the Rangers. They can't rely on one to post a shutout every day.
I mean, the Rangers do. I mean, the Rangers do go into these anemic offensive droughts, and it doesn't matter who the goaltender is. We've been beaten some of the saddest goaltenders this year. Guys who start three times a year, and a guy his first game ever played, and the whole
Jonas
thing.
Enroth?
Yeah, Jonas Enroth, who actually did play well for Buffalo down the stretch. Jonas Enroth did get his first career win against
them. Brendan Holtby against the Caps. We only put one goal up against him and ended up winning in the shootout.
That's what I'm saying.
Holtby's going to be a good goalie.
Yeah,
he was a first-round pick, wasn't he?
But what I'm saying is we go back 2 years ago, and the Rangers lose, and they couldn't. You remember when Jose Theodore went down? We were like, "Oh my God! Now they're gonna have to play this Varlamov or Barmalov." And now it's the same situation. We're sitting here saying, "Oh, Neuvirth, he's a bum. BB Neuvirth, the whole thing." Sometimes I think the Rangers don't produce enough good quality shots on net, and that's where I think it can go wrong. And it kind of ties into what Nick said about. Kind of play more of a defensive game and be more like let's counter Ovechkin rather than our game plan of just going forward and trying to get goals. So that's where I think that it could go horribly wrong. Now, who have we left out of this roundtable topic, Jim? Go ahead, Dave.
First off, we got a spam guy in the chat room. So if somebody wants to go blow him up, that's okay.
I'll fix him.
Thank you.
Oh, he's gone.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that what can go wrong for the Rangers already has gone wrong, and I'm not going down the Callahan route. I'm going down the the Caps have the Caps have already addressed their weaknesses route. They got some decent veteran leadership in Arnott. They picked up some solid defensemen in Weidman, and they picked up somebody else, and I'm drawing a blank. Scott Hannon. They picked up some solid defensemen there. They've rounded out their team. They don't score as many goals, but they allowed less goals than the Rangers this year. And as George pointed out in the chat room, they're 16-3-1 since the Rangers beat them 6-0 or 7-0, whichever blowout that was. And they haven't allowed more than 3 goals in, well, pretty much since March. They've allowed 3 goals, more than 3 goals twice in all of March and April. So we've all seen that the Rangers can go into their droughts and against a better defensive Washington Capitals team, you know, all they need, if they, 1 or 2 goals is not going to be enough against this team. And the Caps are very good defensively now. So I think that if it goes wrong, it means it has gone wrong already before the Rangers even played them.
Okay. Jim, you have any questions for these fine broths of a lads, broth of lads, or is that how it's said?
Well, to answer your question, I would just echo pretty much what Nick said. If they try and, you know, run and gun with this team, that'll be the death of them. Because obviously they can't do it. So that would be the worst thing that could happen to them. I think we have Kevin from the NYR blog. Are you here with us?
I am here, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
All right, Kevin, welcome back. Thanks for coming on with us. We got
Eric. Yeah,
thanks
for having me on. Appreciate it.
Eric is here. Nick is here. Dave is here. Jim and Eddie with you.
All right, what's up, boys?
All right.
Everyone sounds excited over there.
Everybody's. I think everybody's got their game face on already.
I have a question for you guys, actually.
All right. Shoot.
What makes you think that the Caps are a run-and-gun team? You guys know that the Rangers scored more goals than them this year, right?
18-4.
No. I mean for the season.
18-4.
That's not an answer to the question. And they also changed their whole like game plan
before
the trade deadline. 18-4 before they went 16-3-1. Since the Rangers last beat them. You know,
but they are also
the Rangers scored
with
more goals than them.
They are also a team with a lot more offensive talent than the Rangers.
Right. They have the ability to run and gun, but they don't run that system anymore.
But,
yeah, Boudreau changed the whole thing this year. That's why they struggled early in the season. They were struggling with the new system.
Yep, and it clicks now. It's clicking now. I mean, they're not the same team that we beat 13-0 in 2 games.
Well, you know, but see, this is my, again, this goes back to the psyche point. I can see this team saying, listen, okay, it's playoff time. We're going to do it Boudreau's way, the way we learned. And if it doesn't work and they go down 2-0 or it's 1-1 and they're getting severely outplayed, Ovechkin's just going to be like, you know what, we're going, guys, let's go run and gun. Well, I mean, you know, enough of this. We need to win. Just give me the puck, you know? I could see, I go all the way back to the beginning of this, you know, this discussion is that their psyche is, the pressure is on them, and I could see them changing. Now, if it works, that's kudos to them. Unfortunately, I hope it isn't. But, you know, I worry with guys like Nicholas Backstrom and Semin and Ovechkin and Mike Green, they're going to buy into a defensive system. I mean, Mike Green hasn't played with them in a while. I don't even know if he's been part and parcel to this whole, this revamped outlook. So it'll be interesting. I think it's a fair point all around about, you know, they have been hot. They've been one of the better teams. It's not the same team the Rangers have played. I would throw those 6-0 and 7-0 games out anyway because the Rangers don't play games like that. They play 1-0 games. They play 2-1 games, and you know they don't. We all know, except for a few aberrations during the season, the Rangers don't win big. You know.
I mean, do you think the Capitals might be a little shell shocked? Might be a little apprehensive to come into a game and not be defensive after how they've lost to the Rangers this year?
I don't think, my opinion is, I don't think they think much of the regular season at all.
I think those of us old enough to remember thought that going into the Devils-Rangers Eastern Conference Finals after the Rangers had beat them 6 times that year. And that all went out the window pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't think Boudreaux was showing them tape saying, listen, you know, this is what happened in the 6-0 game. This is what happened in that 7-0 game. I think that's all out the window now. Now you're probably saying, let's work their defense. Let's hit their defense. Let's get the puck deep. Work stall, hit Girardi. You know, that's the kind of stuff that coaches usually, I mean, at least, you know, from what I've heard, that's, you know, usually their thing with the Rangers. And on a lot of playoff teams, you want to work the opposing D-men, especially in a 7-game series, because those hits start adding up.
I agree. I was hoping somebody else was going to chime in there.
Yeah, I don't know. The Capitals have been, you know, sort of on cruise control here also. I mean, the Rangers have been playing. I don't know if you guys talked about this earlier. I sort of just jumped on. But the Rangers have been playing playoff hockey for the last 3 weeks now, even longer. And, I think the Rangers can really get the jump on these guys early in the series here, where they might not be ready for this playoff-type atmosphere right off the bat, where the Rangers have, again, been playing it for the last 3 weeks. So I'm hoping the Rangers can get on these guys early.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. You know, the Rangers are already in that mode, already in that at that intensity level.
The Caps have not been in cruise control, guys. 16-3-1. George keeps saying it, I keep saying it. You know, if there's a year that the Caps have it all together, I think this is the year. I know I'm going against the grain here. I believe the Rangers can win, but they're on anything but cruise control right now.
Yeah, but they've had nobody sort of nipping at them. Their playoff spot was never in doubt. They had the division.
Yeah, but they went from the number 3 seed to the number 1 seed in the last week of the season.
Yeah, but they
big
had
deal.
Nobody really.
They went
really
from the 7th to the 9th to the 8th. Big deal.
Yeah, they had nobody sort of nipping at their heels. Yeah, they climbed up, but they had nobody nipping at their heels where they had must-win games. The Rangers have had must-win games for the last 2 weeks.
Well, conversely, the Rangers put themselves in that. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm a Caps, but conversely, the Rangers put themselves in that position.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I just think, you know, the negative part of me being a Ranger fan, you guys all know it. It's there's always this. I'm always looking as a fan. I'm always looking at what, you know, the positives always become negatives. You make a great point. The Rangers have been playing playoff hockey for months now, and when does it become like exhausting to play like that? And that's my concern, is that it's been happening for so long, and the fact that they are a fairly young team. When does it become enough? There's nothing left in the tank. But again, it also can work to an advantage, like you said. So I guess that's why they play the games, as they say.
That's actually something I think that the Rangers' strength is, that they never during the season really appear to be fatigued. I think that if they make it past the first round, they're not going to be tired. They're such a tough team and resilient. I don't think fatigue is going to be a problem at all.
All right,
Camp Tortorella.
Yeah, I mean the Rangers are a pretty well-conditioned team, much better than last year. I feel like last year they clapped out. But let me ask a question then: if the Rangers were to go up 2-0 in this series, like they did in 2009, do they have a better chance, or should say, are they more likely to close it out this year than they were in 2009?
I would say so.
Yeah.
They have such a much deeper team than they did in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a different swagger with this team. That's why I think the Rangers can do it. However, this isn't just some, you know, crappy Washington team that doesn't play defense and has no goaltending. I mean, the Rangers have a goaltending advantage. But, I mean, I think that they're making a mistake playing Neuvert. But that's just me.
Yeah, Varlamov came up big in 2009 for these guys. I mean, he has the experience. Surprised they're going with the young kid, too.
And Varlamov came up big against us in – no, it was Varlamov that came off big, not Neuberg.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I'm surprised they didn't go back with him. Do I think Michael Neuwirth, you know, I think one day he'll be a good goalie. Do I think he's a good goalie now? No. I mean, just frankly, what I've watched from the guy, and I've had him in some odd fantasy leagues so I could follow, I follow him even more closely. Figures, I'm drafting bad guys and then watching them. But, you know, I would say he's bad. But if the Rangers have to generate shots, they cannot be this endless cycle behind the net where it goes to nothing and it's just a waste of time.
But that's what they do. They're not going to change their system suddenly for the playoffs.
Well, I think you have to have guys like Volsky. You know, he's had a good playoff career. He's got to be there. He's got to, you know, and Gaborik. They have to show up. That's where your goals are going to come from, off the non, like, you know, deep cycle. You know, so I really expect them. They need to have good series, those two guys, because what happens with Tortorella is if things start going wrong, he starts benching the offensive guys, and then you're really, you know, supposed offensive guys, you know, we really get into trouble. You know, he'll sit Gaborik for 15 minutes in the most important game. I mean, you know, just because, you know, he gave the puck away or he didn't come back on a back check. Listen, we need goals. I want that $6 million guy out there, Torts. I don't want him sitting on the bench because, you know, you got to bug up your ass about his defense. Listen,
don't worry, we have Chris Drury.
Oh, wow. That's Jim's new favorite player.
Oh, bullshit. That's not what I – oh, come on now.
Yes, you did. I love him. He's great on face-offs.
Over under one and a half games for Erik Christensen.
One and a half games?
Meaning how many games does he dress for?
Over.
Yeah, I go over. Torch likes him for some reason.
Probably
there's
over.
No
even
shootout.
There's
in
no
the
shootout.
Nope.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no shootout.
No shootout in the playoffs.
Well, he's still got Volsky and Zuccarello on the roster too, though.
Yeah, I think Avery dresses.
Yeah, I think Avery dresses and Zuccarello scratch tomorrow.
No, I think Christensen scratch tomorrow.
Really?
Well, I mean, I'm biased because I hate him. I think he serves no purpose. I honestly, I don't want anything serious. I just want like high ankle sprain that he can't come back for the playoffs. Because it's well documented that I don't think he serves a purpose on the Rangers. And, you know, go back to anything I wrote from, I don't know, the beginning of time. But, you know, Avery serves a much bigger purpose on this team. You know, he can skate with them. He's faster than Christensen. He's probably one of the fastest skaters the Rangers have. You know, put him on a fourth line with Drury and, I don't know, Zuccarello, Wolski, one of them. You got a fourth line that can skate. You got a fourth line that can put the puck in the net. And you got a fourth line that actually cares.
And you have a fourth line that's going to sit on the bench the whole game because Torts will never play him.
Well, you got Drury in for important faceoffs.
Yeah, they'll split him up, but you won't see that line out there too often. Avery will be lucky to get 5 minutes tomorrow night.
Hey, that's 5 minutes more than Christensen deserves.
That is true.
There's no shootout in the playoffs. He's going to be sitting in the press box eating a hot dog.
Christensen has 8 more goals than Avery, played 13 fewer games.
I'm aware.
Okay.
I don't like the inconsistency that comes with Christensen,
and I don't like the sudden loss of intelligence that comes with Avery.
I can't argue that. That's a very valid point. I can't argue that.
He'll slash someone across the knee, and you'll wonder what the hell is wrong with you. Why are you doing that? Christensen won't do that because he has zero emotion.
And yes, George, I'm still bitter that we use him as number one center. When it comes to Avery or Christensen, you know, it's a toss-up, but I told you before we got into this, I'm very biased. And I hope he gets jettisoned to Phoenix.
Not going to be
or Winnipeg, wherever the hell they want.
He's not going to be an NHL Phoenix to jettison him to.
Well, still, just jettison him there anyway.
Yeah, don't you want to see Avery punch Neuberth in the face the way he did Varlamov 2 years ago? That was awesome.
Yeah, don't you want to see Torch squirt a water bottle at a fan like he did 2 years ago? Come on. 2 years ago.
We just lost somebody.
Oh, and if I remember correctly, Avery had, what, double the assists that Christensen had? I'm not looking at the stats right now, but I think he had more assists. I'm down with Avery. I hope he plays.
Yeah, Avery definitely has many more assists.
I'm looking at it now.
The problem you worry about with Avery is he going to play his Avery-type game when he goes out there. I feel like Torch has completely neutered the guy. I mean, you see his real game like once every 2 months. You know, is he really going to be effective when he's out there?
Quality use of the word neutered, by the way. Quality use of the word neutered.
I like that word. I think the word neutered is apropos, but, you know, I think, you know, I think that really, I think Sean Avery has neutered himself. I mean, when has Sean Avery listened to anybody? Now he's listening to Torts. He's being benched anyway, even if he doesn't play that, you know, even though he did get benched for taking a bad penalty, but for his hijinks, he hasn't been benched. I think Sean Avery, the novelty is worn off for him here, and I don't think he really wants to do much of that stuff anymore. I think he's just collecting a paycheck. That's the way it looks to me. I mean, he's played good at times this year, but it's Sean Avery's not changing for anybody. If he wants to go up there and stir crap up, he'll do it, and I haven't seen it, and I would like to see more of it because I think it could be a difference maker. You start getting in these Caps guys' heads, and making them distracted, you know, you guys, all you guys know, that can be a real good asset. It's been an asset.
I think you can definitely get into Semmons' head. Definitely.
You know, you think the refs are going to be on top of him, like looking at him, watching him, watching everything he does?
He's been under that microscope for a while.
Of course he has, because of who he is. And you don't think that the first time he does something, he's getting sent off the ice? Like, he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I think you're right there. In a playoff series where these referees are going to be looking for anything to calm down, anything that's going to linger long-term in a series, you know, whether it, you know, be fighting or hijinks or, you know, high-sticking and stuff, They'll be talking to Avery because they don't want to see six games of Avery going out there and you know, yapping and the whole thing. Now, that's true. But, again, I think we've seen, you know, I remember when Avery first came to the Rangers, how big it was. Everybody was referring to the record with Avery in the lineup and the Rangers without him.
You mean the Avery effect?
Yes, the Avery effect. And I still think that Avery effect can work. And I don't think Sean Avery's been a good soldier this year, guys. He has been on the first line. He's been on the fourth line. He hasn't played. Not a peep from the guy. So, you know, and you may be right, Torts may have neutered him, but I think him and Torts have an understanding now. But if Avery's going to take bad penalties, and we've seen it with everybody, that are going to, you know, are needless and take the team out of the game, he's going to get benched just like every other guy.
Yeah, he can play the old style without taking the super penalties. I mean, he's not going to get a penalty for giving the goalie a snow shower or, you know, talking smack to some guy that he faces off against. I mean, that's the guy you need, the guy he's talking about, you know, the opposition's mother or, you know, whatever he's saying. You rarely see that anymore. I mean, he's not going to get penalties for that stuff.
And I don't know. Maybe it's the lack of goal production that keeps him out of the lineup. I don't know. Because I agree with Dave. To me, Erika Christensen is just not a hockey player that I like on my team. He's had a couple games, especially after I bashed him. He went up on, I think he got 3 goals in the next 3 games or whatever he had. But,
4 points in one game, I think, after that.
Yeah, 4 points in one game. But he's just a guy. I'm sick. You know, I just thought, and this goes for Volsky, too, even though I like Volsky and he's younger. But if you can't figure it out yet, especially in Christensen's case, if you can't figure it out yet, you don't belong on an NHL team. You belong on an AHL team. He mentally
belongs on the Islanders.
Right. And he has not figured it out with the confidence thing. There is no room for teams. That's, you know, you're a Corey Locke as far as I'm concerned. Get down in the minors.
Wow.
Stay in the minors. That's where you belong. You're just not a National League player. That's the way I feel about him. And he'll probably get free goal. He'll probably get the hat trick tomorrow and make me look like an idiot, but I'll take it.
You know what? I will take it as he would listen to this radio show and he just wanted to prove us wrong.
Yeah. That's good.
They all listen
to this
show.
Credit for it.
Yeah. Okay. That's my little thing.
All right. So I think we've covered the whole bit. Dave, why don't you give us predictions on the other series?
Oh, jeez. Hold on. Let me pull
just
up the
East
series.
Just the East Conference.
Hold on. Let me pull up the series. Give me a second.
Oh, come on.
What are we bothering you here tonight? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I don't have the series memorized. Come on.
What's it prepared when you call a broadcast?
Pittsburgh, Montreal, and Boston.
Okay. Buffalo in five. That's the Wild prediction there. Philly has been tanking lately. Buffalo in five.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you finish. I'll let everybody get that.
Tampa Bay in six if Crosby doesn't play. If Crosby does play, Pittsburgh in six.
Oh, Joe, Sidney Crosby. Still the concussions, Joe. Oh,
I hope he contracts herpes, but, you know, it is what it is. If he's good, he's a douchebag, but if he plays, they'll win. Jeez, Boston, Montreal.
Sweep.
Man, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Boston in five, and I'm just going to go with Tim Thomas is going to stand on his head and steal that series for Boston.
Tim Thomas could stay in the butterfly and he'd still be taller than Brian Gionta.
I like the diminutive Brian Gionta.
All right, Eric, how about yours?
We're just doing the East?
Yeah, just do the East.
All right, so I have the Sabres in five. I have the Bruins sweeping the Canadiens. And I have the Lightning going to seven.
Okay.
Nick?
I'll say Tampa in six. Obviously, I said Rangers in seven before. Boston over Montreal in seven. Philly and Buffalo. I'm going to go Philly in six. And Tampa Bay. I'll say Tampa over Pittsburgh in six.
Okay. How about you, Kevin?
I like Tampa over Pittsburgh in seven. I think that's going to be an awesome series, or it should be. Boston 4-1 over Montreal. I think Carey Price is just ridiculously overrated. And I like Buffalo in seven. I think Miller steps up after what happened to him last year.
All right. Is that everybody? And Eddie, you're next.
All right, what do we got here? Pittsburgh's playing Buffalo, right?
Pittsburgh's playing Tampa Bay. Well, you're not prepared?
I thought Buffalo finished seventh. Pittsburgh was number two.
Pittsburgh's four.
All right. I'm not going to argue.
And you're making fun of me for not knowing the matchups?
Listen, I do a Ranger broadcast. You're a young buck. You should be knowing about the whole league. I'm an older guy. I like to focus on one thing at a time. All right, Pittsburgh's playing Tampa?
Yes, sir.
Tampa's defense stinks, and they have Dwayne Rolison. Pittsburgh. Next. What's the next series, since I have it all wrong?
Don't forget about Nick Smith.
Boston-Montreal?
Boston-Montreal, yeah.
Tim Thomas, is that lawsuit settled yet? The Bruins, Tim Thomas, he's too old. Had a good season, faltered down the stretch. Some of those goals he let in against the Rangers. I hate the Canadiens, but I'm going to give it to the Canads in that series. I don't do games because that's for, like, people who like to go to, what the hell am I saying? Fortune tellers. I don't do that kind of crap on this show. All right, now, what's the other matchup? Philadelphia and Buffalo, is that it?
Yes, sir.
I like James Patrick. I like Lindy Ruff. Ryan Miller, good goaltender. Flyers are deep everywhere. Is Pronger back for the Flyers?
Yes.
I think Buffalo will falter in this. I think they shot their proverbial wad down the stretch. I think Filthy a win. Although their goaltending, I think Filthy will win despite the lack of goaltending. Have I satisfied your curiosity, gentlemen?
Brilliant predictions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, Jim, what about you?
All right, I'm going to take, and I'll give you games. Tampa Bay in 5. Boston in 6. Buffalo in 7. And the Rangers in 6. The Rangers will win this series in 6. They will get. I'm gonna even tell you they're gonna win tomorrow night, and they will lose one game. They will lose game 2, and they will lose game 5.
Wow, you're really going into that crystal ball there.
Yes, sir. And the only top seed that will survive will be Boston. Boston
really?
Will over Montreal probably. 5 games.
How cool would it be for, like, Chara to get a game-winning goal in Montreal in one of those games?
In triple overtime.
Yeah, in triple overtime,
just blast
one home.
We'd see another Rashard riot.
And then he should put his hands behind his back like he's got cuffs on. And skate off the ice.
Then he should run himself into the stanchion.
Every time he skates by it, he should smack it with his stick. You remember this, Link?
That would be awesome.
Every time. Clink. Clink. Call the cops. Clink. Anyway, there you have it. All right, gentlemen, well, we've got a few minutes to go. Any final thoughts? Dave?
Final thoughts?
Anything?
I don't think any
for some unknown reason, I feel like San Jose is going to choke again. They're going to lose in the first round. They're going to get swept. I know that's not Ranger related, but I like making fun of people that choke in the playoffs.
It's a final thought nonetheless. Nick, how about you?
Go along with the choking. Like I said before, the Caps are going to choke.
All right. Eric, final thoughts?
The only thing I would say is that I still need you and Dave and possibly Joe, if he's still part of Hoosier Panther, to send me your picks for all 8 series.
I will do that tonight.
All 8 series?
Yes.
It's plural.
What's wrong with this crew? I got to tell you, this crew is crazy.
Eric, I will do that, I will do
for
that tonight.
For my annual taking on the expert thing.
All right. Kevin, final thoughts?
Yeah, I think the Rangers, I think they're coming to the series loose. I think they're playing with house money. I think, to a man, none of them thought they were actually going to be in the playoffs on Saturday afternoon, and I think they make a nice run here.
Right. I have one more final thought. Did you guys talk about Bugard yet, being sent home?
Oh!
Right. Hold on, wait, I missed this. Hold on, I missed this.
Wait, hold on. Nobody speak yet. Nobody speak yet. I want
We talked about it.
Okay. Nick, I want you to interview Jim as if he were Bugard, and you just got the news that he's been sent home.
I almost just spit all over my laptop and about the game.
All right, Nick, go ahead with your first question. I'll be John Rosasco, okay? Hold on.
Blackberry.
Hi, this is Joe at John Rosasco in the New York Rangers. The first question up is from Nick Matamagno of Blue Shirt Banner. Your first question about Derek Fugard to Derek Fugard.
Why are you such a waste?
Who's speaking? Who is this? Joel?
That's it, Nick?
Joel. No, I want you to treat it just like it's a real interview.
Come on, get your interview with Gretzky.
It's a little rainbow roleplay here.
I don't even know what I'd ask Bugard. What is there to ask him?
Please don't leave me.
All right, I'll do the bit. I'll do the bit. Mr. Bugard, where is home?
Home cave. Head hurt bad. Head bad hurt. Bugard need aspirin.
So what your name? Saying,
what your name?
My name is Eddie Geik. I'm from Blue Shirt Banner Radio.
Nick, you have
favorite. Where does this cave? You're talking about, you live in a cave?
Head hurt bad, Charlie. Bad hurt. Who you want to talk to?
This is going completely nowhere.
Could have been better prepared.
Well,
I can do the Kennedy. I was put on waivers by Florida.
I just got waived by Florida. My name's Tim Kennedy.
All right. Remember when Tim Kennedy was the hero for the Rangers? Oh, we shouldn't have sent him down. We shouldn't have done anything. We should have kept him with the Rangers. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should
get him
back.
Yeah, see how that worked out.
Wade Redden, playoff hero.
All right. Get these guys off the ice.
Is that bitch back? He's a nice guy. Wade Redden's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He deserves more credit than he gets for the work he's doing in Hartford.
And he has a killer stash.
Yeah.
He does look like a porn star with that stash.
He should run the game for Hartford, for all I care.
He wasn't a good fit with the Rangers. That's what Mitch Beck said about Wade Redden with the Rangers.
He wasn't a good fit for the NHL.
Yeah, exactly. He's barely a good fit for the AHL.
This is Kevin Greenstein from the New York Sun. Glenn, just wanted to get your sense on Wade Redden, what he's going to add to the Rangers' blue line core, and what you're thinking moving forward with regard to the defense.
Well, he's an experienced defenseman. He's been an all-star twice in the league. He's, in our opinion, the best first passer in the game today. He moves the puck up exceptionally. He's somebody that we had targeted immediately. He was our number one guy in defense, you know, as well as Roosevelt. We wanted to get them both signed, and we did. And we're quite happy that we've got them. And we think that it's going to help move the puck to the forwards as well as anybody in the league today.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
What the hell is going on? I really think we should send that reporter a thank you email for asking that question and getting that answer.
That guy, I guarantee you, that guy was banished somewhere. He's now covering teams in Alaska or something. We think he's going to move the pucks up to the forwards very well there. He's the best first passer in the game, and
we got him.
We're very lucky to have him. He's a guy we targeted immediately.
He had a target on him, all right. There were about 17,000 Florida fans who wanted to shoot him every time he was on the ice.
Oh, God, man.
Good time.
All right, Dave, before we let you go, give everybody your website. Where can we find you?
I'm at Blue Seat Blogs and at Blue Shirt Banter, of course.
All right, Nick?
RangersTribune.com.
And BlueShirtBanner.com.
And BlueShirtBanner.com.
Come on, man, you got to follow my lead there.
Kevin?
NYRangers.com.
And Eric?
I'm at 5hole.com, and there's a hyphen between the 5 and the hole. So, yeah.
A hyphen?
A hyphen?
A hyphen?
There's
a Hyman in the hole?
Dash.
We all love putting our hyphen in the hole, so
there
that's
is
good
a,
work.
There's a hyman in the hole there. Anyway, all right, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
Do you have your bullhorn with you?
What's that?
Do you keep that bullhorn next to you at all times?
I put it in here where I do the radio show to keep it out of my daughter's hands because I know she'd break it. If I'm the one obsessed with the megaphone, how come there were 20 pictures of Eddie with the megaphone from the viewing party and one of me? That's what I want to know.
Because he led the trivia.
Yes, that's right. Did see? That's a guy's got my back, Jim.
I didn't expect a legitimate answer out of that.
All right, gentlemen, enjoy the games, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks for being
on. Later, boys.
I'm in the hole.
Good night, guys.
Later.
Good night.
Take care. Wow, these guys.
The elder states of Ranger Plugs. They got what?
They got a little bit lively there towards the end.
Yeah.
Off a little slow, a little dull, but
I think they had their game faces on. I think that was the...
Yeah. Well, we were all serious.
Very serious. Very serious.
Very serious. Well, it's a serious time, but it's also a time of jubilation.
That's right.
Tomorrow night, watching Ranger playoff hockey, and we're all here, and so I appreciate everybody coming out tonight. I know it's we're all excited. It's almost like we wish we all could be in the same room watching the game tomorrow, and everybody in there be in their respective places of Ranger worship watching the game. And I hope they make it a good series, and I think they will. I think this is a team that, like several of the people said tonight, they have a lot of moral fiber, a lot of character. And I'm not used to seeing that. It's kind of uncharted territory. And I'm glad that we all Ranger fans got rewarded for watching all 82 games. And they weren't always easy to watch.
Right.
Although they won more. They had more points than they had last year. But there were a lot of tough games, a lot of big games Jim, like you said it before, you alluded to it, about Tortorella and the amount of turnover in this team. You think about, it's really a whole new team. I mean, we started the season with, Frolov was going to be a part of the team, and then Drury got hurt, and that, we had expected, how is Drury going to redeem himself? And he was out of the equation real quick. We started the season with Michael Delzato as one of our defensemen, and he got sent down, and Zuccarello coming up, and there's a lot, and Brian Boyle emerging. So it's been a really interesting season, and I hope that they show themselves well in these playoffs. To us it's all about winning, and it is. We want our Rangers to win, but certainly a team that you could be proud of. I say it every broadcast, but I'm proud of them, and I'm going to be proud of them, and I just hope that through the playoffs, they can continue to, wear the blue proudly and give a good showing.
Couldn't agree with you more. Since I meant to do this before, we didn't. We'll be back Thursday night, April 14th. We'll be back at 8:30, not 8 o'clock. We'll come back at 8:30. We'll do a 90-minute show. We'll wrap up tomorrow night's game. We'll talk about what went right, what went wrong, and we'll go from there. And then we'll be on Saturday afternoon at 6 p.m. for 90 minutes. So, and then we're going to do a Sunday post-game show as well. So the schedule's up on Blue Shirt Banner. You can find it there. But we'll be back Thursday at 8:30. We'll see you guys then. We thank you all for listening. And the fun begins in, about 22 hours, I guess. So about 24 hours from now, we should be right in the middle of the third period. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Eddie, it's been a pleasure. And we'll talk
as always, my friend.
We'll talk Thursday. Good night, everybody. Yeah.